the Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 25th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. In the wake of the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, crisis pregnancy centers are drawing more scrutiny.
In June, California Attorney General Rob Bonta warned that CPCs advertise reproductive health care services, but their true mission is to dissuade people from seeking an abortion. Stephanie Peng with the National Committee for Responsive Philanthropy says CPCs sometimes make false claims about the risks of the procedure.
There are really intentional practices to lure people who are seeking abortion information and then really mislead them away from having an abortion without giving them a choice to even think about it.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Advocates say donors concerned about the right to choose may want to contribute to groups that help low-income women who may have to travel out of state for the procedure. Opportunity starts at home. A short documentary film released this week by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. It exposes how housing affordability is central to other national priorities, including health care, food security, education, and more.
Kathy Alderman with the Coalition says having a safe place to eat, bathe, and sleep at night is the foundation upon which every other aspect of our lives depends.
It is very difficult to maintain employment or to maintain attendance at school if you don't have a home. It's very important for your health and for your mental health to have a stable place to be.
The film releases part of a national campaign aiming to open a window for communities and politicians to see the far-reaching impacts of the housing crisis, especially on children. As the gap between rents and incomes continues to grow, the campaign wants to correct long-standing racial inequities that have prevented access to affordable, quality housing for families with low incomes. The film can be screened online on the Coalition's YouTube channel at youtube.com/C/CO Coalition. I'm Eric Galatas.
The Coalition is planning additional public events in an effort to convince voters and their elected representatives in Congress that ramping up federal funding for affordable housing to pre-Reagan administration levels is needed to meet current and future demands. Now, from the New York Times, President Biden announced a plan Wednesday to wipe out significant amounts of student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans, saying he would cancel $10,000 in debt for those earning less than $125,000 per year and $20,000 for those who had received Pell Grants for low-income families. This is PNS. Cracked teeth, jaw pain, and headaches. Dentists in North Carolina say they're seeing an uptick in patients with mouth problems stemming from teeth grinding at night.
President of the North Carolina Dental Society, Amanda Shroud, says while teeth grinding might seem like a harmless side effect of increased stress, over time the action can cause serious harm.
And that can affect not just the teeth, but the structures that support them and the musculature there. So we can see some issues with the TMJ, the temporomandibular joint. That's the joint that helps you open and close your jaw, and the muscles associated there can get overworked.
70% of dentists nationwide say they've seen an increase in patients experiencing teeth grinding and clenching, according to a survey released last year by the American Dental Association. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
Research shows that people who smoke and drink are more likely to grind their teeth. There is a hidden gem for rural communities in new federal legislation to boost semiconductor manufacturing. More on that from Mary Sherman.
The CHIPS Act includes the Recompete Pilot Program, which focuses on revitalizing distressed areas. Ted Bettner with the Ohio River Valley Institute says it would be a particular benefit to rural parts of southeastern Ohio and Appalachia.
No place in this country has been hit harder by deindustrialization. We saw the decline of manufacturing and coal mining in these areas. Many towns were hollowed out and left economically distressed, and they have never recovered.
The $1 billion program will help distressed areas apply for federal funding for initiatives that will support long-term economic growth and create lasting quality jobs. Distressed communities are those with median household income below $75,000 per year and where the employment rate of prime-age workers is significantly below the national average.
Finally, Mike Moen lets us know when it comes to green jobs, installing solar panels and building wind turbines are often mentioned, but community action agencies in Massachusetts say this field has other career paths, including teams that do key work inside a person's home.
These agencies work with low-income households on reducing their energy burden. Mary Niddle with the Worcester Community Action Council says it goes beyond helping them secure assistance for their monthly bills. She says it includes someone specializing in home weatherization to ensure heating and cooling systems are running efficiently. This person will coordinate contractors brought in for upgrades after an assessment.
We're going to approach their home and the needs of their home holistically. It's a great asset. It's a great comfort and time saver.
She says this work is being carried out as newer technology comes on board to reduce the carbon footprint of homes.
This is Mike Clifford from Public News Service. Remember, Alyssa supported her on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.